So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 31, titled The Movement of the Living Entities, text number 32. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yadi asadvi pati punam.
Yadi asadvi pati punam.
Yadi asadvi pati punam.
Yadi asadvi pati punam.
Shishnodara krito damai. Sisnodara krito damai.
Sisnodara krito damai.
Asito ramate jantas.
Asito ramate jantas.
Astito ramate jantas.
Astito ramate jantas.
Tamo visati purvavat.
Tamo visati purvavat.
Tamo visati purvavat. Yadi asadbi pati puno.
Yadi asadbi pati
puno.
Yadi asadbi pati puno.
Sisnodara krito damai.
Sisnodara krito damai.
Sisnodara krito damai.
Sisnodara krito damai.
Astito ramate jantas.
Astito ramate.
Astito ramate jantas.
Astito ramate jantas.
Tamo visati purvavat.
Tamo visati purvavat.
Tamo visati purvavat.
Tamo visati purvavat.
Yadi.
Yadi.
If. Asadbi. With the unrighteous. Pati.
On the path.
Puna,
again,
Shishna,
for
the genitals,
Udara,
for the stomach,
Krita,
done,
Udayamai,
whose endeavors,
Asita,
associating,
Ramate,
enjoys,
Jantu,
the living entity,
Tamaha,
darkness,
Visati,
enters,
Purvavat,
as before. So translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. If therefore the living entity again associates with the path of unrighteousness, influenced by sensually minded people engaged in the pursuit of sexual enjoyment and the glorification of the palate, he again goes to the hell as before. So we'll repeat the translation. If therefore the living entity again associates with the path of unrighteousness, influenced by sensually minded people, engaged
in the pursuit of
sexual enjoyment and the gratification of the palate, he again goes to hell as before. So purport by Srila Prabhupada, it's about a page, quarter of a page, so let's attentively listen. It's been explained that the conditioned soul is put into Anta Tamishra and Tamishra hellish conditions, and after suffering there, he gets a hellish body like the dogs or the hawks. After several such births, he again comes into the form of a human being. Now, the human being is born in, as described by Kapila Deva. The human being develops in the mother's abdomen and suffers there and comes out again. After all this suffering, if he gets another chance in a human body and wastes his valuable time in the association of persons who are concerned with sexual life and palatable dishes, then naturally he again glides down to the same Andhatamishra, and Tamishra helps. Generally, people are concerned with the satisfaction of the tongue and the satisfaction of the genital. That is material life. Material life means eat, drink, be merry and enjoy, with no concern for understanding one's spiritual identity and the process of spiritual development. Process of spiritual advancement. Since materialistic people are concerned with the tongue, belly and genital, if anyone wants to advance in spiritual life, he must be very careful about associating with such people. To associate with such materialistic men is to commit purposeful suicide in the human form of life. It is said, therefore, that an intelligent man should give up such undesirable association and should always fix and he should always mix with the saintly persons. When he is in association with a saintly person, all his doubts about the spiritual expansions of life are eradicated and he makes tangible progress on the path of spiritual understanding. It is also sometimes found that people are very much addicted to a particular type of religious faith. Hindus, Muslims, and Christians are faithful in their particular type of religion and they go to church, temple, or mosque. But unfortunately, they cannot give up the association of persons who are too much addicted to sex life and the satisfaction of the palate. Here, it is clearly said that one may officially be a very religious man, but if he associates with such persons, then he is sure to slide down to the darkest region of hell. Om Agyana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Ena Tasmai Shri Guruve Shri Chaitanya Manobhisam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Tadatisa Padam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Jivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna. So in the translation it says, the last line, he again goes to the hell as before. So it's not the first time he's going. So, you know, he's going again and again into the hellish planet and again coming back, taking a birth, again going, again coming, you know. It's a cycle, you know. So we have heard about only birth and death. This is going to hellish, it's also like a cycle, you know. So because it's talking about hellish planets and all that stuff, I thought we'll have a quick tour of the 5th canto and the 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Very quick tour. Now what happens? At the end of the 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami gives a detailed explanation of the various hellish planets and the description and how people are suffering over there. He gave a very detailed, there are about 28 hellish planets, 28 or 29, 28 hellish planets, various details, and how one suffers there, you know, due to his sinful activities. Then after that, so you have to remember that Shukadeva Goswami is speaking to Maharaj Parikshit, who is a pure devotee and very, very intelligent, right? Very, very intelligent. Now, Maharaj Parikshit heard all that, and being a Vaishnava and a topmost devotee of Krishna, is very considerate and being a devotee, you know, very soft-hearted. So he was asking again a question back to Sukadeva Goswami. The question is, how can this living entity who is suffering again and again into the hellish planet, how can they stop that suffering? If you see advanced devotees, you know, a pure devotee is a paradukkha dukkhi. He is always concerned about the welfare of other living entities. Loka kalyan. He's always, like a very, you know, practical example is our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, you know. Very, very practical. He wants to give Krishna consciousness to others. He cannot see others suffering. This is the nature of a pure devotee. Now, Parikshit Maharaj is no ordinary person. He's a pure devotee. So he's having that same, you know, softness. How to help others, right? Because again and again someone is suffering. Won't you like to help? So he asked a question. What could be done to Sukadeva Goswami? People are suffering again. Now, Sukadeva Goswami, being the spiritual master of Parikshit Maharaj, he wanted to also test his disciple, right? The spiritual master normally do some testing also, you know, just to see whether the disciple is qualified. So he gave only a very general answer. He said, yes, if someone wants to stop someone wants to stop going into the hellish planet, yeah, what they should do is, at the end of their lifetime, they should try to atone, do some atonement. So in that way, they will not go to the hellish planet. Right? That's what he mentioned. Then again, Maharaj Parikshit, being very intelligent, he was thinking, atonement is good. Right? It's good. But people who are doing atonement, what happens? Their desire is very, very, very strong in the heart. Right? For example, a person, right, a thief, he sees other people, he sees that another thief is being caught by the police, right? But yet, he's attached to the stealing habit that he keeps on stealing and he keeps on going to the jail. He cannot stop that because it's deep rooted in the heart, right? An example is given in this case as like a bamboo tree. The bamboo tree is, you know, once it grows, you know, it takes many years. The root is deep rooted into the ground. And once, you know, normally when people take the bamboo tree off the ground, right, the root is still there. It keeps on growing. So our root, right, from time immemorial, we have been in this material world. It's not easy, okay? Right? It has to be completely taken away, the root. And how the root is taken? Only by listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. It uproots. So Srimad Bhagavatam, what it does is, it just uproots your material existence. And then throws it out. And then he says, take up Krishna consciousness. This is what it does, Srimad Bhagavatam. Very, very deep level. Because it's very, very high. It just talks about Krishna and his pure devotees. Completely transcendental literature. Right? Nothing else he deals. Only Krishna and his pure devotees. So one's heart is completely clear of all the contamination. And then it establishes loving devotion service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is the eternal occupation of the human living entities. Savai pumso paro dharma yato bhakti ajoksase. The highest occupation of a living entity, of a human being, is to offer loving devotion service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. This is the highest occupation. There is no other occupation better than this. Now, so because Maharaj Parikshit again gives an example how an elephant, it takes a bath and then comes back, again throws some mud on the body. This is, keeps on doing it. So this is a prayachitta, atonement. It's like that. Right? A person, he goes and he confesses in the church or comes here, he prays. Again, he does the same mistake. Because it's deep rooted. So how it can be, you know, solved? How it can be eradicated? Then Sukadeva Goswami, he found, yes, my disciple is also, you know, very clever. I have to give him a better answer, you know. So he said that, yes, the real atonement is the knowledge, right? The transcendental knowledge, spiritual knowledge, which a person knows that a difference between the body and soul. And hence, that allows him to be self-realized and establishes the loving devotion service to Krishna. In that way, all the anarthas in the heart will be taken away and he becomes pure. And then he will not have any desire to do sinful activities. Because he gets the knowledge. Right? Now, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a famous, you know, verse. It says, Krishna Surya Saman Maya Haya Andhakara. What does it mean? Krishna is like a light or sunshine or sunlight, you know. When sunlight is there, the darkness will go away. Maya is like darkness, the shadow energy of the Lord. When the sunlight comes, naturally the darkness goes. Where does it go? It goes. All of us know. Suppose if you turn off the light, right? It's dark. Right? We cannot see each other. We don't know where we are. We are lost. The material world is like that. Without the knowledge of the soul, you are lost completely. Lost. But if you turn on the light, right? Everything is very visible, clear. Right? In the same way, if one takes up Krishna consciousness, the knowledge of Krishna, Krishna consciousness gives you the light. Everything you know, yes, I have a body, the body is internal, I am a spirit soul, the soul is internal, externally I am covered by two layers of matter, the body is external to the soul, right? Gross body, full of senses. It's a gross body, is a bag of senses. It's got 10 senses for enjoyment Krishna has given. One will not take up that. And once, he knows after having the knowledge. And then the subtle body consists of mind, intelligence, false ego. That's again matter. So one is a gross matter and subtle matter. The soul is covered by the two layers externally. So internally I am a soul. I am a person living in the body. The body is constantly changing. Childhood to boyhood to youth to adolescent. And at one fine day it dies also, the body. The soul never dies. The soul is individualist. It's changed, it is changeless. Whereas the body continuously changes. Changes constantly. In line with the material energy. Material energy changes, soul also, the body also changes. Everything you see in the material energy is changing. Right? So this knowledge is very, very important. Now, to explain this phenomena very nicely, Sukadeva Goswami gives two analogies. Simple analogies, but very powerful analogies. He says how when a vessel is there containing liquor, okay, a bad liquor, okay, just by cleaning the outside of the vessel any number of times with nice water, pure water, is that liquor going to be clean? Is the vessel going to be clean? Because inside there is liquor. You are cleaning the vessel outside 100 times with the pure water, pure H2O. Right? But still, the pot is containing the liquor, which is a very bad stuff. One. Then he says, how a deceased person is completely deceased. What is the cure for him? The cure for him is, he has to take uncontaminated pure food for a long period of time. We have seen that. All of us, we have got a material body. So we have gone through diseases. We know that, So what happens is, a person who is in a diseased condition, he constantly takes pure and uncontaminated food for a period of long period of time, and gradually and slowly his disease is cured, and he will not get back the disease because he is in a pure state. He is moving from his diseased condition to the pure state. In the same way, a person in Krishna consciousness, he wants to release, he wants to be away from matter. He does not want any association except for the service of Krishna. And slowly what happens, because Krishna consciousness is a very, very pure state, it's beyond the three modes. It's completely transcendental. It's got nothing to do with this material world. Although we are in the material world doing it. Because Krishna is completely beyond, completely transcendental. There is not even one tinge of materialism in Krishna. So one who is always thinking about Krishna, chanting his name, doing service for him, is completely transcendental. He may not be pure at this point in time, but sure he's going to be pure. You're going to become pure. Like a raw mango and a ripened mango. A raw mango will become ripened over a period of time. So a person who has taken up Krishna consciousness, his contamination is being cleared. It will be cleared. That is how it works. So these two analogies he gives, then Maharaj Parikshit clearly understands. Yes, of course he understands, but this is actually given for us, So the body is external to the soul. Just by doing atonement, what do the karmis and jnanis do? The karmis attach to sense gratification. The jnanis, they know that this material world is a miserable place. So what to do? Instead of surrendering at the lotus feet of Krishna, they do speculative knowledge. They want to do speculative knowledge. And because of the knowledge, some knowledge, they know what is pious, what is impious. See, actually, atonement means you're trying to compensate an impious activity by doing a pious activity. When someone in this birth, when someone is born in some parts of, whatever, maybe India, where there's no water, then those days I'm talking, not now. You know, those days they will say, okay, you're living, you know, you're suffering because of your karma. You are born in a place where there's no water. So they will suggest. So what you should do in this birth is, they don't know Krishna conscious, mind you, okay? So what they'll do is, in this birth, you please construct lot of wells. Give water to others. So he will construct wells and all that. So next birth, what he will become? What he will do? He'll become a corporation head. Water department. Melbourne Water Department. Melbourne Water Supply. He will become a corporation head. Yeah. Material world is like that. You do a good activity, you get a good result. You do a bad activity, you get a bad result. This has got nothing to do with Krishna. A person has done a mistake, he goes to the judge. Right? The judge evaluates. Yes, he has done a mistake. Punish him. He has not done a mistake. Reward him. This is how the material world is. It's got nothing to do with Krishna. Okay? It's completely, Krishna is detached and aloof. He has just given to the material energy. There are 33 million demigods working for Krishna. He's not an ordinary person. And that is just his material energy. And he says to Arjuna, this is just a fragment, nothing. Don't even know my energy. And no one knows me, Krishna says. No one knows except his pure devotees. Very difficult to understand him. But with the pure devotees, Krishna gives the intelligence to understand him. Okay? So this is what happens in the, you know, with the knowledge, jnani. Jnani, what he does with the speculative knowledge, without understanding Krishna, he knows what is pious and impious, and hence he will not do sinful activity. Once you have knowledge, why will you do sin? If you know that meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex and gambling, they are sinful, why will you do it and then suffer? Material energy has got this tricky way of, you know, pulling you. Once you pull it, and then you have to suffer. This is how it is. Bhoga and Tyaga. Enjoy and suffer. A person who is intelligent will be always away, aloof from the material energy. And what does he do? He just not keeps quiet, like the speculative yogi. Because he knows, yes, I know, if I do a bad thing or illicit action, I have to suffer. If I do a good thing, I will enjoy. So he will not do bad things, he'll refrain, and he will speculate it. Well, we are not like that. We are not a speculative institution. This is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We do service for Krishna. So what happens in that way? Because one is fixing his mind on Krishna, doing service for the Lord, hence he becomes pure. Because he's completely transcendental. And then he's aloof from the mental energy. So in that way one progresses. And why one is suffering? Because of ignorance. And what's the antidote for that? Knowledge. Knowledge about Krishna. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Once someone has a knowledge, he will not do sins. He will not suffer. He's happy. But many people, right, they don't want to transcend beyond the happily stage. That is mode of goodness. Jnanis, right? They're happy. Oh, I'm not doing any sin. I'm not suffering. This is exactly the material world, right? And how does it work? Because in this body, as I said, the body is a bag of 10 senses, right? It's got 5 knowledge acquiring senses and 5 working senses. Now, as long as you input from the knowledge acquiring senses, you see someone, whatever maybe, you go around, you see a lot of food, delicious things, you know, whatever maybe. As long as you input, that's okay. In Kali Yuga, no sin. But when you use your knowledge, karma indriyas, there is jnana indriyas and karma indriyas. If you see, say for example, you're going, you're seeing some bad scene, you can't help it, you're seeing it. But you should not act. So Krishna is very cleverly, the external body, which is external to the soul, the body, he has given 5 karma indriyas and 5 jnana indriyas. 5 knowledge acquiring senses and 5 working senses. As long as you input in Kali Yuga, it's okay. But when you use your karma indriyas, working senses, sin is counted. So what are the 5 working senses? A devotee has to be very careful. What are the 5 working senses? Tongue, a pair of hands, a pair of legs, genital and anus. If you use it, sin is counted. So how kind Krishna is, see? Everything is very systematic. So an intelligent person does not use the 5 working senses except Krishna service. See?
So you go, you see something, you can't help it. You know, it goes into your eye, you know. You're not going to see it. But some bad sins, whatever maybe goes in. But because you don't act on it, there's no sin and there is, it will go away. Once you act, say for example, when I'm going, someone is smoking, you know. I look at it, maybe I'll give a try, you know. Nothing wrong. Some smoke. Let us try what is. So you smoke. And then once it smokes, that effect goes into the mind. It's like a glue. The mind is like a glue, you know. It will never leave. Anything you put is never leave. Unless you clear. The only way to clean. Say for example, once someone smokes, it sticks to your mind, okay? And it wants again and again. Again and again. Again and again. It will never leave. Because Krishna says that the whole material life is nothing but attraction between senses and sense object. That is how he has given. He has given a sense. You are doing with the matter, sense object, and that's lodged in the mind. So unless the mind is clean, there's no way of Krishna developing one in Krishna consciousness. Right? The senses and the sense object are attracted. And that is how the problem starts. Now the sense object and the senses, there is a mutual relationship. If you keep on enjoying the sense object, it becomes stronger and stronger in your mind. So Krishna says, an intelligent person, he will not take part in any sense gratification. Because he knows that it's a contact between senses and sense object, external body and the sense object. So he will not take part. And even if you know also, one should not act on the karma indriyas. The moment you act on the karma indriyas, sin is counted. Tick. Chitragupta under his assistant will put a tick for you. And then what happens? As Srila Prabhupada says, you have to go to the hellish planet, Andhatamishra. There, it is said that those are the planets. We're not going in detail, but those are the planets, it says, when one is very cheating mentality, you know, he cheats for his family, you know, like we see a lot of these Indian ministers and all things like that, you know. They do everything for the family, you know. They take, you know, they cheat the whole nation for the family, you know, just for the one family. And what they'll do, next birth they'll go to this planet to suffer. Again they'll come back, again they suffer. This continuously goes on. It's eternal. For them, you know, for us Krishna consciousness is eternal. For them going to the hellish planet is eternal. That's how it is. So one should not act on the knowledge occurring senses. This is very, very important phenomena, you know, for us, you know. Because from our level, you know, we are not very advanced. We are not all the time acting on the soul. Because the mode of material nature is very, very powerful, you know. It basically, you know, keeps, see the three modes, right? It's like a wave. It constantly going. Mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance will topple you, you know, like that. Constantly going. And how big are you? Your false ego says that I am the best, I am the supermost person in the material world. You know, I am the best person in Melbourne. What does the three modes does you to you? You are a tiny, insignificant soul. Tiny. You are just part of Krishna, but you are not acting as a part of Krishna. You are acting independently under the influence of the material nature. So you think out of false ego, I am the best person. The three modes will come and just, you know, push you down. Constantly it's in motion. Ever since this material world was created, the three modes is constantly in motion. You cannot escape that. And there's a competition between them. What to speak? If you're in mode of goodness, you give some charity, next minute, you know, you do something, atrocities, and you'll be thinking, oh, what a mistake I've done. It'll pull you down. This is how the three modes of material nature work. But the best thing is Krishna says, Traigunya Vishayaveda Nistraiguno Bhavaja. Transcend, Krishna says. Don't trust the three modes. It's my money. See, Krishna's own energy is material energy. It's not some other energy. The Lord has got many energies. The material energy is coming from the Lord. The spiritual energy is also coming from Krishna. But it is used for a different purpose. Different person. Person who are not performing Krishna consciousness, material energy will pull them. That is how the Lord has created. You cannot question Krishna, why it is there. You cannot question an engineer, why you made the structure like this, you know. It should be this side, you know. Your own concoction, you do it. But Krishna is, you know, supreme authority, you know. He has done that for a purification of the living entities, right? The three modes will act like that. If you are not Krishna conscious, it will pull you that direction. So Krishna has created Mahamaya and Yoga Maya. One of the class I gave the example of a train, you know. One train is leaving from Flinders Station and going to the southeastern belt. Another train is coming from the southeastern to the Flinders. So these two different directions. You cannot question why. Why always, you know, from Flinders station is going out? Why can't it come, you know, one way? Let us make it one way. No. It is a rule of the government. One train should leave Flinders station and one train should come into Flinders station. Simple common example. In the same way, one energy will pull you away from Krishna. So if you are in Mahamaya, material energy, you go away and away every day, away and away from Krishna and finished. Soon you will end up with a dog's body, cat's body. You can enjoy. Why do you want human form of life? But instead, if you think, yes, let me try Krishna consciousness. Slowly, I'm not pure. Let me give a try. And slowly you will come to closer and closer to Krishna. So yoga maya means you're coming closer to Krishna day by day. Mahamaya means? So who wants to be in yoga maya? Who wants to be in Mahamaya? One can decide. That's the whole scripture is talking about. Okay. So this is very clear, right? So, atonement means actually doing pious activity to cancel out the impious activity. So, you have done something wrong. So, you do a pious activity to cancel that. This is all the material world. So, the jnanis do that. But Krishna says, no, that's no good. Right? You do karma, good act, prescribed duties. You do vikarma, bad activity, you suffer. But Krishna wants us to do akarma. Akarma means devotion service to Krishna. Only devotion service to Krishna will make you go away or will liberate you from the material energy. Because if you always do karma, bad things, you get bad results. Good things, good results. So you keep on rotating. How do you come out of the material world? The material energy is binding you. Material energy in the form of your gross body and subtle body is binding you. So one has to come out of the material energy. The material energy will not free you. So one has to take up Krishna consciousness. If one wants to free from material energy. It is not that, you know, the material energy will come and say, hello, bye. Three modes will say, goodbye. You put tilak, thank you. No. You have to leave material energy. You have to seriously take up Krishna consciousness. Then the material energy will slowly reduce. Little by little. Little, not all the time. It has got still the grip on us. So three modes is very difficult. So slowly, one develops. You know, there is stages of devotion service and one develops that. Okay? That is about the first paragraph. See, Srila Prabhupada has given elaborate, but this I thought, you know, it will give some idea about hellish planet and how Srila Prabhupada says how a person, again he does a mistake. Again he goes to hellish planet. He suffers. Again he is born in the womb of the mother. Again he comes out. Again he does the same mistake. Because he is not purified. Again and again. Right? Going back to hell. Coming back. What is this? Okay, that's the first paragraph. Now, second, Srila Prabhupada says, generally people are concerned with the satisfaction of, he says about the tongue and the genital and the belly. Alright? So, in the nectar of instruction, Upadeshamrita, there's the first verse, right? It says, what is the famous verse? Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Uttarapasta Vegam. Right? So, there are six urges. This is what is material life. If one controls that, one can be fixed. It can become a dhira, a sober person. Be fixed in Krishna consciousness. One has to do, if one is interested in spiritual life. What is that? The urges to speak. The tongue is very, very powerful. It's got an urge to speak and it's got an urge to taste things. Okay? So urge to speak. First one has to control. Then, the second thing is, Vacho Vega Manasa Krodha, mind, the pushings of the mind. You will be sitting here, the mind will say, how about going for a movie? Or watch something in the television? Or call your friend? Or don't chant? Illusory energy. Three modes are acting. I told you, no, it is away. Srila Prabhupada makes one very important comment. He says, as long as you are in the spiritual world, the material energy will not allow you to do devotion service. That's the nature. You cannot do devotion. It's not a joke, okay? You will not, it will not allow you to do devotion service. But in your own determination, when you do, then you can be successful. A famous story, Srila Prabhupada says, right? About the determination. What is the example Srila Prabhupada says? The bird who lays the eggs near the side of the ocean takes away the eggs. And then the small bird is telling the ocean, hey, you give me the eggs or I'll get angry. I will, you know, fix you up. Then the ocean is laughing. You are such a small, you know, bird. You are telling, fighting, you know how big I am, ocean? And then the bird says, determination. Okay, let me try. Let me try. Most of us are not trying. That's the problem. So the bird said, okay, let me try. So it takes some little bit of water. Keep on specking, you know, from the peck, you know, take it and put it here and all that. Now the ocean is laughing. Let us see how many births you are going to do like that. Proud. Ocean was very proud. Then what happened? Somehow bird, no? The talk went around and Garuda is the biggest bird. And he's a, you know, he's a carrier of the Lord. Garuda came to know, my brother, my sister, you are in difficulty. Who's the problem? Who's creating? Then the Garuda came and found, you know, determination of the bird. I should help. So he came and said, come on, ocean, do you want to give the eggs or you want me to, you know, deal with you? Then the ocean said, no, Garuda, I cannot face you. Take the ocean. See, determination. If the bird had said, okay, take it off, I don't care. Most of us are like that. Most of us. We take it lightly. No, determination is very important. I will do to Krishna consciousness. Like that. So, the six urges of the tongue is, one is the urges to speak. The second is a pushing of the mind. The mind will say, you know, don't do that. That's how the material world. But still I will chant. Then slowly you chant. After many years and all that, your mind will be fixed. It will become peaceful. Because the mind is no longer attracted to all this nonsense. Right? Your mind becomes very peaceful. In the mode of goodness. In the mode of goodness. In the mode of passion and ignorance, is always suffering. Passionate means always desires, full of material desire. One desire you satisfy, another one will pop up. Another one you satisfy, another one will pop up. Where is the end for it? And if the mind is constantly going after material desire, where is that peace? And if there is no peace, where is happiness? Krishna explains. So, with Krishna consciousness, your mind becomes peaceful. Right? Very peaceful. Then you can achieve what you want. This urges of the mind. This is possible. It is not a, you know, a dreaming state. The three modes. It's a possible state. Because Rupa Goswami has written that under the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wrote this. Right? And the third one is, what is the third one? Vachovegam, Manasavegam. Krodha, anger. Anger, you have to control. In the previous verse also it said that, you know how the material world is full of passion, and the passion will bring down once you act on it, and the lusty desire, it will pull you down to the mode of ignorance. Right? So, your one has to control anger. Control. Try. And then next one is tongue, belly and genital. All three in a line. That has to be also controlled. Now, if one can control all the six urges, then one can become a spiritual master and he can make disciples all through the world. Nectar of Giving instruction is telling you. Nectar of instruction has got 11 verses. The verse number 1 to 7 talks about sadhana bhakti. Vaidhi sadhana bhakti. Verse number 8 talks about raganuga bhakti. 9 to 11 talks about bhava and prema. So the Nectar of instruction is a beautiful book. It gives you all the instructions. Very, very important. Then, Srila Prabhupada, and then Srila Prabhupada also makes a point that the tongue, belly and genital, they are in the straight line. So if you control by eating prasadam, see the tongue has got an option, right? You can eat whatever lousy food or prasadam. So take prasadam. When you take prasadam, the belly is controlled. And the belly is controlled, genital is controlled. All three in a line. Right? We have to be controlled. But the difference between animal and human is, for us, you know, our tongue, belly and genital, they are perpendicular to the earth. But for the animals, it's parallel to the earth. So animal can control easier. They don't dwell on it. But human beings, difficult because it's parallel. This is Sukadeva, Maitreya Muni is explaining this point to Vithura in the third canto. That how for the human being, the genital, you know, and the tongue, belly and genital, they are perpendicular to the earth. Whereas for the animals, it's parallel. So animals, they take some little bit food and go. But man is passionate. He wants more and more. For any of the tongue, belly or genital, he wants more. right? One child, two child, 20 child, 40 child, you know. Dhritarashtra, he had 100 children, like that, you know. This is passionate nature. Okay, so this is a point, you know, which I thought I'll tell you. And then, Srila Prabhupada, this is very important, why did I say? Okay, when there is an association, when someone is in association with a saintly person, all his doubt about the spiritual expansion of life are eradicated, and it makes tangible progress on the path of spiritual understanding. Now, when I read this word, this sentence, you know, I just remembered of this one point, where during the time of our founder Acharya's guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, this is a famous story, how the head of the University of Banaras, right? He came once to find out, and he had some questions in her mind. So he came to see Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. He said, I have got some doubts. I want to ask you, you know, some doubts. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, okay. Now he said, he did not even care. He said, see, my disciples are cleaning some important items for the Lord, you know, Bhagavan. So go and do some service and then you come back to me, then I will explain to you. Straight away. He's a Bana, you know, those days in India, all position is very important. The head of the dean, like Melbourne dean, if he comes, you know, Melbourne dean, University of Melbourne, when he comes here, and he say, you know, if you ask, I've got a question, I'll say, go and serve prasadam to the devotees. And then you come back. How will he feel? But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is, you know, Goswami. He said, do some service for Krishna and then I'll tell you. Then he was cleaning the vessel and, you know, like in the paraphernalia and washing and all that. Then after 15 minutes, he came back after some time. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, okay, now you can ask your questions. You know, he said, I've got my questions answered. How is that? How is it? Because the Lord is present in everyone's heart as Paramatma. He's not there. He's not only there. Lord has got three important aspects. One is Brahma Jyoti, Parabrahman. He's spread everywhere. His hands and legs are everywhere. One. And two, as Paramatma, he's in the heart of everyone, including insects and animals. Not only humans. Everything he knows. Everything, what you are thinking, correct. Now he knows as a Supreme Lord. He's still present in everyone's heart. Everyone, he knows what you're thinking now. Right? Your desire, what you will think also, he will know. He knows everything. This is a powerful personality we are dealing with. We are not dealing with an ordinary person. Okay? We are dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. He knows everything. You can't cheat him. Okay, that's the second aspect. The third aspect is the Lord himself is present in his Goloka Vrindavan along with his pure loving devotees who is completely serving him all the time. In the material world, we don't want to serve him. We have got our own self-interest. Krishna is there, where he will go. I will got a self-interest. We have got that. Every one of us have got. You cannot hide that, right? We will do service and we go, oh, I want to do something that's more important than me. Okay, fine. Do that. Krishna does not say, oh, he has created the material world for us. But people who want to do only loving devotion service, only Krishna service, they love him so much. And for them, Krishna said, you come to my abode and constantly serve him. I will also serve you. It's mutual. It's not that Krishna will say, I am there. You do all my service. You know, what do you think? No. He will reciprocate with the devotee. That's his nature. Okay? So, there, the university professor, he came, he said, I got everything. Answer. Because Lord as Paramatma, he gave the answer. We can also have the same experience. It's not that only the Banaras University professor can have it. If we also do service, you need not have to. Lord will answer as Paramatma. All of us will know that. How we develop a taste. And Krishna works through that. Paramatma. It is not that he's sitting there, one has to go there. He works. He gives. This is the potency of the Lord. Achinta Beda Beda Tattva. It's very difficult to understand. So that's a point I thought. It struck my mind. And then, we have got, time is okay. We're not that bad. It's only 8:40. Right? We can go for one more hour. But technically we cannot go because the vice president is there. He's watching also. So we have to restrict, okay? Now, finally, you know, I just thought I'll tell you this. This is a very good point. This purport is really nice, you know. See, Srila Prabhupada is saying, it's also sometimes found that people are very much addicted to a particular type of faith.
Hindus, Muslims, Christians are faithful in their particular type of religion. They go to church, etc., etc., you know. But unfortunately, they cannot give up the association of bad people because it's a disease. Now, reading that, I thought, see, the English word religion, you know, religion says, right? Religion means it conveys faith. And faith can change. But actual meaning of religion, according to Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas and the scriptures, is religion means Sanatana Dharma. What is Sanatana Dharma? Sanatana means eternal. Dharma means? Occupation. It's an easier word. Occupation. Right? Eternal. What is occupation? Eternal occupation, living in. Whether you are a man, woman, whatever may be, the eternal occupation of everyone, not in one lifetime. May I say, for example, I've been a human being for last 10 births. All the 10 births, what is my activities? What would have been my activities? Eternal dharma is? Servant of Krishna. Jivera Swarupoi? Krishnera Nitya Das. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us. We are the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? So he taught us, we are a servant of Krishna. That is our eternal position. So Sanatana Dharma means eternal. We are the servants of Krishna. But faith. Faith means today I am in Hindu faith. I'm a Hindu, they say. They say religion, they all convert into caste and all that. Lot of, you know, mixing and all that. That's all impure. Let's not take that. So today I'm in Hindu faith. Tomorrow I can change my faith to Christian. I can become a Christian. And see, a very good classic example is our Rasamandala Prabhu himself. See, he's a sitting example. He's from a different faith. He's from the Muslim faith. He has taken up Krishna conscious. Sorry, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Sorry for quoting your name, Prabhu. But I thought you're the best example, you know. From Muslim faith, he has taken up Krishna conscious. What is a standing example? You have, correct? And such a, you know, elevated personalities, association with Srila Prabhupada, we are so fortunate to have him, you know. You know? So Prabhu should be giving class, you know, actually, because he's so much associated. Now, what it actually means is, religion means it conveys the faith. And faith can change. Today you can be Christian, as we said, tomorrow Muslims, like that. But Sanatana Dharma does not change. The living, the constitutional, as Prabhu said, the constitutional activity of every living entity is to offer loving devotion service to Krishna. Eternal occupation is only a servant of Krishna. Everyone can love Krishna because we are all spirit soul. The body, I may be engineer externally, I may be a supervisor, I may be a clerk. But we are all spirit soul. All of us can offer loving devotion service to Krishna. Is anyone stopping that? No. Now, to illustrate this point, I'm going to give you two examples. Okay, one is from a personal example which I witnessed, I've seen. And the second example is from Gurujana Prabhu, His Grace Gurujana Prabhu. Now this is the example which I'm going to give is conversion from Hindu to Christian faith and conversion from Christian faith to Sanatana Dharma or Krishna consciousness. Okay, two quick stories, not take much time. Now, in my younger days, I still remember that we have family friends, you know, and a Brahmin family, obviously. And his son was, his name was Madhavan, Madhavan from Tamil Nadu. Now, he did all different things, strange things. he's a Brahmin by birth, right? Of course, contaminated one. So he, of course, he was a good boy. He studied law. Normally, Brahmins, we don't study law, you know. Law means, you know, it's, you know, like cheating people and all that, you know. It's not in line. I mean, that's what, it's a trend, basically. So, he did law, BABL, you know. He studied in a college, right? Now, that Madhavan had a friend. They call him as Vinu, you know. I remember the name too. At the time, I was doing my grade 10 or something. 11, 10, 11, something like that. I was just last stages of my schooling, high school. So he had a friend. He is a Christian. Right?
Now that Vinu's father is my father, they are colleagues. So I know through him, you know, I know Madan because of family friend. I know also the Christian friend because he's my father's friend, friend's son. Now it so happened that Madhavan was always in contact with Vinu, and slowly he developed, you know, talking to a Christian friend, what do you expect, you know? And then he went to their house. Now Vinu had a sister. Because he was going to the house and all that, what happened was, this Madhavan fell in love with Vinu's sister, who is a Christian. Attraction, material energy, mind is always, in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna himself is talking about the three modes. And Krishna is saying, the way I made the three modes, it's very interesting how Krishna made. He's saying, the way I made the three modes of material nature is, the three modes, if you are not acting as a spirit soul, if you act as a three modes, you are attached to the other bodies and sense object. That's all it is, life, material life. You look someone, you are attracted. Because you are seeing them as a body, flesh and blood. So the three modes, mind, inside the mind, there is three modes acting. And the moment you look at others, you are attracted. And then sense object, I want this computer, I want a car, like that. That is how the Lord says. So manifesting, Krishna says, to Uddhava, manifesting within the mind, the three modes of material nature will get attracted to the other bodies and other sense objects created. That's all it is, three modes. So if you are attracted to the other bodies, other sense objects, then you know you are in the three modes. But if you are attracted to Krishna, then you know you are acting on the soul. These two simple things. Sense gratification or service to Krishna. These are the two options we have got in the material world. Okay. Now, being a man who is not following Krishna conscious, who is not chanting Krishna's holy name, what happens? He fell in love with that girl. And she's okay, you know. I know her too, I've seen. It's not that she was like a Menaka or something, you know. Or Urvashi or something. Urvashi. See, Urvashi and all, you know, we are talking, you know, such beautiful damsels of Golok, of heavenly planet. See, it is said that fragrance, when Urvashi walks in, fragrance will come from the body. You know, this is, they are made to attract men. No, really, you know, this is Krishna's material creation. Such, you know, and this has nothing to do with Urvashi or Menaka or anything. I'm just saying, because I've seen also. I was saying, what is going on? This guy is a smart guy, you know, and obviously this ends up, you know, whatever it may be. So he fell in love, and love is blind, they say. This is true. You know, no comparison at all. And they become so much that he cannot live without her. Because cool, you know, BA, lawyer, and all that. Then it has come to the state that my father is in a senior position in a telephone exchange. And all that we know about it. Because I know, I'm very curious to know what things. So when anything, I'll go and listen. Okay. But I'm not sure. Listen, this is how I learned all that. Because I was quite young. So what has happened was a sage had come that Madhavan has to marry this Christian girl. You know what the proposal the Christian father and mother gave? They said, we understand you're a Brahmin. You convert to Christianity and we will get you married. This is what the Christianity. They love the religion. Unfortunately, we don't love our religion, Sanatana Dharma. We always, you know, try to be aloof from Krishna conscious. Right? But they love the religion. Muslims, Christians, Hindus, I don't know. But they love the religion, I tell you. You said, convert. Something like you come here, become Krishna conscious, then I'll talk to you. This is how he should be. Put a tilak, then I'll talk to you. Otherwise, I'll not talk to you. I don't know. That's fanatic, they'll say. So, they said, convert. Let the boy convert. And remember, guess what? This fellow said, I'm a Brahmin. I don't care. What is a Brahmin if I'm not going to get a lady of my choice? So, I remember, I went to the church. I've seen that. I'm a practical witness. In that church, that father had made, you know, like this and all that. And I was thinking, what is going on? And then he said, from today onwards, your name is Marshall Madhavan. I was, you know, what is a Madhavan? A Brahmin has become Marshall Madhavan. You will be a son of Jesus and all that, whatever may be. But his name is changed. So, what will happen? Krishna is Paramatma. He sees everything. Okay. Now, I have given you a Brahmin birth. You wanted to become Christian. Next birth, naturally, you will be born in a Christian family. And you continue your mission. If you don't want to serve me, fine. Good with me. Unfortunately, Krishna says, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are a tiny soul. But if you want to take up Christian, do that. Please go ahead. I will make you as a best Christian. Okay? Born in Western country. Please do not even come to me. Thank you very much. Krishna can do that. That's one example, right? Where a person is changed from Hindu to Christian faith. Now another example. His Grace Gurujana Prabhu tells us a story. You know, he's told in the Bhagavatam class, and I also know that. What he said was, Gurujana Prabhu is such an advanced devotee, very elevated. Now Gurujana Prabhu is having, then this week, this time next week, he's having a retreat, right? It's a very, very, very good, he conducts beautiful, you know, retreats. It's in the farm. So those of you who don't know, next Saturday and Sunday, there are 2 days, Gurujana Prabhu is giving a mini Govardhana retreat in Melbourne. It's very nice. Now, Gurujana Prabhu is a senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada, a founder Acharya. Now, Gurujana Prabhu said this story. He has a friend. His friend is a Christian. He loves his religion so much that he does nice worship to, you know, not worship or whatever you call, prayers to Jesus and all that. Now, because of his association with Gurujana Prabhu, he started to chant. Srila Prabhupada talks about association here 2-3 times, right? Because of the association with Gurujana Prabhu, highly divine, the Christian priest started chanting. Then he slowly increased his rounds. And then he used to talk to Gurujana Prabhu. It seems he's a Christian, okay? He says, how I admire your religion, Krishna consciousness, where you have a beautiful form of Krishna. You can come and you can dress the Lord. You can see the Lord. You can touch the Lord. You can offer food. But unfortunately, we don't have that. We are at a distance, you know. We don't put a nice dress. Jesus will be always, you know, without dress, one small piece of cloth. They don't put nice garland. Unfortunately. But we look at the beautiful forms of Shishi Gaurnita, Shishi Radha Ballabha, Shishi Jagannath Balladev. You know, stunning forms. You know, one will be attracted. Now, we don't have the personal form of making a garland and putting, touching the Lord, taking Saranamrita. Unfortunately, we don't have our love, your religion. That's why I'm chanting. So, what will happen to him? The Lord as Paramatma is saying, okay, now I've given you some for your previous activities. You are born in a Christian family. Now, because you're so much interested in my service, next birth, naturally I'll make you a devotee of Krishna. My devotee. And then you can, beautifully you can worship me. Right? This will happen. Because Krishna says, whatever you think, your consciousness, that consciousness you will get at the time of death. All of us are preparing our next body. Nothing is free in this material world, okay? Nothing is free. What you are thinking, what you are acting, you are preparing for your next body. Right? Whatever destination you want to go, you can do. If someone wants to fly glider, next birth eagle. If someone like diving in the sea, shark. No problem. You can pick and choose 8.4 million species. Beautiful Krishna's organized. Everything is perfect and complete in Krishna's creation. Because he is the one who created that also. Okay? Now, so this I thought, you know, 2 practical examples where in the first case we saw an Hindu faith is joining Christian faith. And hopefully, I'm not Krishna, I'm just saying, but hopefully, because of the direction he's going, he may end up with a Christian body the next birth. But this person, from the Christian faith, he has changed to Krishna consciousness. Hopefully, by Krishna's grace, he will become a devotee. And he will continue. Because Krishna, what did he say? Svalpam abhyasya dharmasya dayato mahatobhav. Little bit advancement you do, that will be protected. And next birth onwards, you will continue from that. Because it's the Lord's promise. And when Krishna says something, he will do that. Now, we pretty much covered, and I could see that all the people are a little bit tired. So, you know, if I can talk more, but it will be going over your head, you know. So, at this stage, I might like to stop there. Thank you very much for your rapt attention. So, if there is any quick comment, correction, please.
Is it's unable to serve Krishna. So someone that is not in Krishna consciousness cannot serve Krishna. Were you suggesting that it produces
alcohol? It's all the desire, Mata, the desire. The base, Krishna is Paramatma, he knows everything. Say, for example, if someone, you know, is not even a devotee now. Say, where are we now? 2017, June. We are there, right? Now, in 6 months, some new devotee is going to come. He's going to become a better devotee than us, right? How all of us, you know, 20 years back, 40 years back, are you a devotee? We may be in the previous birth or whatever. I was in the same birth. But some of you, you know, maybe previous birth, you have come here. So, we don't know, you know, some other who is taking Krishna conscious, they will come here. Or in 5 months' time, a person is going to come to Krishna consciousness. See? That's all. How does it work? It's a pious credit, or you would have seen a devotee, or it works based on his desire. If someone somehow thinks he sees a devotee with a tilak, oh, very nice tilak, Hare Krishna, Hare, something. I want to go and see. For him, you know, he is coming many times. Correct, Prabhu? He's coming, you know. He's got interest, so he's coming. The desire, so Krishna reciprocates. As you surrender, so I shall reciprocate. Krishna says, if you don't surrender, I will not reciprocate. This is Krishna's rule. You can't expect Krishna to go and come on, chant my name. Come on, become a devotee. Come on, come to Hare Krishna temple. He will not say this. You have to make the first step. Then Krishna will make 10 steps. Then 1 step, 10 steps. So he will come closer and closer. You will be coming very little. Lord will be coming closer to you. How nice it is. Every step you make, Krishna makes 10 steps. So at one point, he will be closer to you than you to him. Right? It all depends on your desire to serve him. And then based on the desire, does it answer your question, Mataji? Or did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true, that is true. Lot of life. See, the soul is taking a journey. It is not that there is only one life. No, the soul has to take different births. Either next birth, we will have a material body or spiritual body. Simple. We are all going to have next birth, okay? Don't think that we are not going to have births. All of us are going to have next birth. But in this birth, we have got a soul and our body is material. If we don't take up Krishna conscious, or the Krishna conscious is not up to the level, the next birth also we have a soul, we will get one more material body. But if you are very pure, and if you are up to the mark, and Krishna loves us, he wants our service there, so he will give a spiritual body. Then also it's a birth. When we have a spiritual body, what is the use of serving, going to and doing IT job? You got a spiritual body, you're going and working in an IT job for $80. What will you do? You want permanent resident with a spiritual body? You go back and serve nicely Krishna. This is what Krishna is giving, spiritual body. Come on. You can come and serve me. No, I want to become an IT specialist. Take the material body. That's how he is. So depending upon our desire, he is acting to us. Actually, you see, basically, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is acting to our desire, just like a child, like a parent. A child wants to do something. Mother will say, read that book. Child says, no, I want to read that book. So the mother will say, okay, I will read the book for you. Correct? Practical experience. Same thing, Krishna. Krishna is changing according to our desire. For our desire, he has built the whole world. This material world is not for Krishna's pleasure. For our pleasure, we want a family. We want independence. We want. Take it. If I want you, if I want Krishna, if I am Krishna's, come to me. This is Krishna's. He's not differentiating. How nice is Krishna's? If everyone becomes Krishna conscious, there's no problem in the world. What a process our founder Acharya has given us. What a process. Krishna consciousness. One can be peaceful, happy, act on the soul, go back to Godhead, serve him. Prabhu, I'm scared of Hemant Prabhu because his questions are very, 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 I've heard through the, you know, because sometimes he puts a person into a fix, you know, basically his questions are very, very intelligent. So I'm slightly scared, but I'll try my best, Prabhu. Prabhu, this material world, everything is organized, right? Everything is three modes of material nature. For example, in this birth, you know, my wife is a three mode of material nature. She's a spirit soul, but she will be arranged. She will be born in that country. She will come to me and she will get married. Like they're all arranged by the three modes based on your activities. But if your desire is little bit, I want to understand, but I will not accept Krishna as a supreme authority. Krishna's form. What do the Mayavadis do? Mayavadis think that Krishna's form is made up of mode of goodness, matter. How sinful it is. Completely transcendent. Jamma karma chame divyam. One who knows that Krishna says that my form is eternal, spiritual, and my activities are eternal, for him there is no birth. So very, very high understanding. So, but if in the heart, you know, if he says, I want this world, I want to live in this world, enjoy. At the same time, I want to devotion service, little bit Krishna here and there. Then Krishna organizes a lot of these religious sects, you know. Like someone wants to become a Rajneesh, you know, person. Okay, Rajneesh is also there. Variety, Krishna has given variety. But if your desire after joining Mayavadi, whatever may be, if you see a devotee and if you think, no, no, I want to become a devotee, sorry, I'm doing an offense, then Krishna will make help, facilitate, and you'll become a devotee. All your desire, Prabhu. Everything, you are the root cause of your own action. A living entity enjoys or suffers based on his own action. Krishna is not. Don't involve Krishna. Krishna will, according to your desire, he will help you out. If your desire is to serve material energy, serve. If your desire is to become a Mayavadi, he will make. If your desire is to serve demigods, he will make. I mean, he says that, no? I'll make the faith in the demigod person, faith in the demigod more and more. If someone wants to worship Ganesh, you become stronger and stronger, you know. You develop faith in Ganesh, like that. Prabhu, is that the question or is that any deviation? They are not super soul. No, super soul is in the heart. Yeah.
They start believing that.
Yeah, believing. Okay.
They start correct. Believing that I am there. Right?
Correct.
But the end, they merge into Brahmajyoti if they get to that realization.
Maya will never merge to Brahmajyoti. No. No. Repeated birth. Mayavadi, no. Because of the offense, Prabhu. Offense to Krishna. He will be again recycling. He may be in the mode of goodness. He will never get liberation. See, there are two kinds of jnanis. One is Brahmavadi and Mayavadi. Brahmavadi will be merged. You have to get this point correct.
Brahmavadi
accept Krishna. There are three personal aspects of the Lord. Three stages of Bhagavan. Brahmajyoti, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Now, Brahmavadi, they know that, because of the lack of knowledge, they know that the God is only in the impersonal aspect. He does not have a form. It's their ignorance. They don't know much. Brahmavadi. Now, because they are ignorant, they're like a childish, ignorant. To give an example, you know, these four Kumaras, Brahmajyoti, they are Brahmavadis. They know that they're spirit soul, they act only on the soul, very pure. But because they're innocent, when they get the smell of the tulasi leaves from the lotus feet of Krishna, they're attracted to that and they become a devotee of Krishna. Alright? They're innocent. But the Mayavadis are offensive people. Mayavadis, no liberation, only repeated birth and death. And because they're doing, because they're doing pious activity, whatever you call, some, they don't do sin, you know, they will not be punished. See, Krishna is not a bad person. Supreme authority, right? Because they're not doing bad things, they will not be punished. They will get a good birth. But because they're offensive to Krishna, they cannot come to Krishna. Prabhu, if you keep on abusing me, for example, I will not call you to my house, no? Every time, Prabhu, what is this, Prabhu? You are not serving. But this Prabhu, if he says, Prabhu, Surya Gopi, you are very nice and all, I will call him. Krishna, I am just a tiny soul. I have got this thing. But Krishna is partial to his devotees. So, you understand, Prabhu? So the Mayavadis are offenses. Do not even go them, look at them. But Brahmavadi is okay because they don't know. So they will end up, and Brahmavadi, if they are lucky, if they have the good fortune to associate the devotees, the pure devotees of Krishna, Sukadeva Goswami was a Brahmavadi. But because he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from his father, he was attracted, like that. But Mayavadi, offensive Prabhu. They consider Krishna's form as material.
We're talking about the universe chart, and then about this
There are 8 layers.
After that, the fourth ego, right? What is that like? Is that Brahma?
I mean, I didn't catch your question. What is like means? What do you mean like?
He's talking about the Brahma Jyoti, the spiritual
world. After that, is it? Yeah, there is. See, the world is like a ball. Okay, we are put into a prison. It's got 8 layers. You cannot escape that. The last layer is false ego. That's why false ego is very important, difficult. We all know, finally, no, I am a man. I am a woman. We will not accept. That's important. After the false ego is Brahma Jyoti, people. Yeah, yeah. Now, Brahma Jyoti, what happens? The soul, Krishna says, is very, very active. We are very active people, right? You cannot sit for 5 minutes, right? We will talk, you know, do like this and all this. We are very active. Because the body is dead matter. Because the soul is there, it's very active. Now if the soul leaves my body, body is dead. Right? Soul is very active. It's the soul, not the body. But people who don't have a knowledge about the soul, they think, oh, body is acting, I am doing, you know. But it's a soul. Now the soul is active. But if the active thing goes into the inactive state, what happens? They cannot see. For example, if I leave you in this whole room for one day without talking to friends, without prasadam, what will you do? You go crazy, no? You will come and jump out. The moment someone opens the door, boom. So Brahma Jyoti is like that. Soul is very active, you know. All the time looking at the light and all that. No prasadam, no talking to people. How long can you look at the light? Oh, light is... See, when you come into the room, oh, chandelier, beautiful. Then I'm saying, look at the chandelier for 1 hour. So the very active thing in the material, in the light, what it will do? It will become, so it will, they jump back. So they come back. They cannot go up because they're not pure. So Brahma, because a soul, a Brahmavadi is going there, and because there's no activity, he will fall down. And then he will become like a big yogi. He does philanthropic activities. He will open hospital. He will open Melbourne University. I will give education, material education. Come and learn IT. I'll give you visual net. Learn. I'm the teacher. I'm the founder, Acharya of the Melbourne University. Right? They will open Pilates Institution. That's only material. But Krishna consciousness is beyond material matter. It's spirit. It's transcendental. Okay, Prabhu? Did it answer, Prabhu? I'm very happy. Thank you. Now we'll stop here. Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nithai Gaura Premanand.